we're all here tonight to hear the Reshiva. And since he needs no introduction and never likes one, I'm not going to give one. But looking around and looking at who's here, those of us that are here, there's something that I'd like to say. And I have to disagree with something that Rav Shiva told me and that he often says publicly. The truth is, I can do it tonight. I wouldn't have been able to do it two nights ago because I wanted Rav Shiva Zal Gesundheit to be my sandik yesterday at my son's bris. And Baruch Hashem, he did it already. So tonight I can disagree with him. I wouldn't have done it two nights ago. Rav Shiva very often tells us that he doesn't really live in Cleveland. He lives in a shtetl called Wycliffe, far away, and therefore is not involved in the day-to-day activities of Cleveland. And with all due respect, I would beg to differ. All of us that care at all about Torah and Das Torah, and that look to our betters and our graders, know that Rav Shiva lives very much in Cleveland. And I just want to share with you something that occurred to me that I'd like and I would beg, literally, for you to share with your friends, those that are not here tonight. There are many examples of this in Chazal, but I'd like to give just one or two. There's a Gemara Shabbos of Kuf Memches. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Ikla L'Pumpedisa. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came to Pumpedisa, where Rav Yehuda was the Rav. Loyol L'Pirkei de Rav Yehuda. So for whatever reason, Rabbi Yehuda gave his regular shir, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana did not come. So Rabbi Yehuda sent for him, and he told his shliach, Zil Garve, go and drag him by the lapels. Go pick him up by his garments and bring him. And he did. Now, if this is or isn't surprising, it's kedai once in a while to learn a little bit of Jewish history. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was from the first door of Amoraim. Rav Yehuda was from the second door. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a chaver of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was an elder Yid, and Rav Yehuda was a younger man. But Rav Yehuda was the Morad Asra, and therefore he was allowed to send for Rabbi Bar Bar Chana to drag him. And that was even when the Magid Shir was young, and the one that was being sent for was old. There's a Gemara in Erevin Daf Tzadik Dalid, Rabbi Isai, that tells us that Rav and Shmuel were epis together on Shabbos. So a wall fell down. So Shmuel at that time was the Rav of that city, and Amalo Shmuel Shkulo Glima Negiduba. Shmuel said that they should hang up a certain garment. Ahadrinu Rav La'ape. So Rav turned his head. So Amalu Shmuel Ikotid Abba Shkulu Hemene V'Kotruba. If Rav has a taina, go grab his garment and hang it up, because he has no right to disagree. So the Gemara says that Rav Taka disagreed. So why didn't he say anything if he disagreed? He held that Shmuel's doing something wrong in Halacha. So the Gemara said, because it was Asrei de Shmuel. Because it was Shmuel's city. And in Shmuel's city, you don't say anything against Shmuel. Aye, why did Rav turn his head? Because Fart Rav held not like that. He didn't want anybody later to be able to say that he held like that. Marei Rabbeisai, what I have to say to you, we have to say to all the others outside. And that is that this is Asrei the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. This is the city of the Rosh Hashiva. Hitaka lives in Wycliffe, but he also lives in Cleveland. Umimenu teitei Torah leCleveland at least. These days, the Rosh Hashiva Zal Gesundheit is the Rosh HaMedavrim B'chol Mokum. If it's at Knessia Gedolus, if it's at Aguda conventions, if it's at medical conventions, the first one to speak outside of Cleveland is the Rosh Hashiva. But what they do outside of Cleveland is their business, it's not ours. But in Cleveland, we at least have a chiyuv to know. And we have a chiyuv to tell our friends and neighbors that it's Asrei Derav Gifta Shlita. This is the place where we have to come to listen to him, to be Makabel Das Torah, to be Makabel Techocho Musar if he wants to give it, to listen, to learn, and to do. It's not something that I have to say to the people that are here, because we're all here. But I would like everybody to tell it to their friends and neighbors, even those that are sitting and learning. The chiyuv here in our city is to come to hear the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Asrei Demar. The covered God of the Rosh Yeshiva tells Rav Martha Gift.
You have placed a great responsibility upon my shoulders. I don't know whether at this age of mine I'm in a position to carry such responsibility. Asrei de Reish Yeshiva, even when we lived in Cleveland, I didn't consider Cleveland Asrei de Reish Yeshiva. Various reasons for it. Certainly now, when we're out of Cleveland, we're out of the boundaries of Cleveland, Tatvete Shtot, whether you like it or not, and we are in Lake County, no longer in Cahoga County. So we're outside of the city, outside of the county, we're only in the same state. Basically, to the smart familie de Achlayes von Asrei. And I'll bring a proof to it. If this were Asrei, if this were my place, so I would be here tonight because the Asrei called for me. The truth of the matter is the opposite way around. I asked Rav Abbe to try to get me invited to be here tonight. Why? Because I was the first rabbi of Young Israel here in Cleveland. And when the duties in the yeshiva became overburdening, so I told Young Israel, it's time for you to have a rov. And that's what created the Young Israel rabbinate here in town. So my friends, the very fact that I'm not asked to come here to speak, but I'm the one who asks to be asked to come, already proves beyond any doubt that it's not Asrei Demar. I think everyone will agree, even Rav Feitman will agree to that proof. She'arayeh brure she'ein oleh otshuvo. No question about it. Al chob aber fort lieb zu kommen in Cleveland und sagen ein jüdisches Wort. And it's been years that I haven't been here for Pesach. Hat sich mir verwollt. Wir sein in the Young Israel und sagen ein Wort. Pesach. Reden wegen dem Meadi. And what's a better time being the Meadi at Pesach? Das Mann kann ich sagen. Eile meyade Hashem, ashe titru oisom mitroi kodesh. The yomim tevim are called meyade Hashem. In English, they translate it as the festivals of the Almighty. Das war mit kenet kin sprach, even though it's in the biblical translation. Kemenit kodoshin kodesh, veishmenit was meyed mint. Well, it has nothing to do with festivals. What is Meid? You will find that a day of Tzar, of Tainis, Yogin Va'anocha, is also called by the Novi Meid. Tishibov is called by the Novi Koro Olai Meid, Lishboir Machuroi. It's a Meid. No festival in that. So what is Meid? So I have the schus to heaven for my rib. Zichreina levrocha, them tells her of. What Meid means. The Hebrew root of the word is vad. Lehitvaed. To meet with. Elem Meade Hashem. These are the days when we meet with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We stand together with Him. And this Mayit with him can be through a Yom Tov, the Regolim. It can also be Rachmon al Islam through a Yom Tzar, through a Yom Tainis, Tishibov, Churban Beis Hamikdash. But it's also a Mayit. It's a day when we meet with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we realize that we have to meet with him. There are those who have no interest in meeting with Hashem Yisborach. But to those who have an interest in meeting with Hashem, there are days that have been appointed by Hashem Yisborach, that in these days you will have the opportunity to meet with me. If you will observe those days properly, you will then meet with Hashem Yisborach. That's the purpose of Moyadim. That's the purpose of our Yomim Tovim. That was the purpose of Aliyah L'Regel on these three Moyadim: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. To go up to Yerushalayim and don't have any fear that someone will take away your land where you're not home taking care of it. Have no fears, because you're going up to meet Hashem Yisborach, and he can be relied upon to take better care of what you leave home than all the guards that you will leave there. Today, we live in a period in Jewish history where we're far removed from this concept. Far removed from the concept of Shemer Yisroel, Shmur Sheles Yisroel. To realize and live through this fact that Hashem Yisborach guards over us, Erhituns, very few realize it. And what's the wonder? So many of us say daily, the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, Ani Ma'amin, Ani Ma'amin, Ani Ma'amin. So many of us say daily, Ani Ma'amin, the whole Yoyim Sheyovei. I believe faithfully every day in the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Un Yoytze Yizme Mitten Zog. Are we really waiting for him? The Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, would walk to his window and pick up the shade. Oi, oi, er kum doch bald, er kum doch bald. That's how he lived in an imam. He didn't just say it. But we say an imam. But do we live through it? Or, and that 3 years was tut sich heimlich in the stock market. And it always reminds me of a little story that I heard overseas. A fellow living on the countryside, Magid came to town, traveling Magidim to deliver droshes, me'uras, and klal Yisroel. So he came in to hear the Magid. What was the topic that the Magid discussed? He spoke about the advent of Mashiach. Is also great. We have to get ready for Mashiach. And when he comes, we'll have to leave all that we have behind. We have to go to Eretz Yisroel. This Yeshuvni came home and tells his wife, he's gehört from the Magid, as me wart alle tog Mashiach soll kommen, und wenn wird kommen, wird man davon überlosen, die Schäferle und die Kiale. His own little cow, his own little lamb. Out of the Daphne Ibalos and so. Christen, was mein Tom? Hat gesagt, die Frau sei nicht ein. Sei nicht kein Narr. Wir haben übergelebt, was ich viel zu ist. Wir sind übergelebt, mich hier nicht. That's the way people approach Advent of Mashiach. They're not standing waiting for him. Yevald, when are you coming? So that's why he's always just around the corner. And he doesn't appear. Because we're not really waiting for him. And many times he knocks on the door. And we're too lazy to open the door. That's how we perform this mitzvah of emune, b'vias HaMashiach. One of the 13 principles of our emune in Hashem Yisborach and in His Torah. We have a lot to think about in these matters. Especially on the Moed of Pesach. Zman Chedusenu. Gulas Yisroel in Mitzrayim. And had we been worthy of it, Mashiach would then have come and we would have been put off an Aletzores. But the purpose of it all was to serve Hashem Yisborach Alohor Azeh. When you will be given Torah on Har Sinai, there you shall become the Oved Hashem. And immediately following, there followed the Maaseh HaEgel. And therefore, we are still in Golas. A Golas of Bayis Rishon, a Golas of Bayis Sheni. We haven't gotten through it all. It's now 40 years since the establishment of the Jewish state, which was given the name Israel. Not Eretz Yisrael, nor Israel. Yisrael. 40 years ago, came into being. You go to Yerushalayim today, and you take a walk, you go up to Har Herzl. Do we realize who gave the term Zionism? Everyone attributes it to Herzl. Shekel Kozov. He thought that the salvation for Jews would be through all of Israel going to the Pope and becoming Catholics. And he said that he would lead the march. Nu, das ist Geule, das ist Cherus. And then he came around with a new idea, Uganda. Eden von Golas und gehen in Uganda. I'm pulling a mishugana. Who created the word Zionism? Believe it or not. One who later became the greatest Baal Tshuva in ages. Dr. Nosson Birnbaum. One who served every Avodah Zorah under the sun. And he told Herzl, bist doch mishugana. Eden sollen gehen in Uganda. Was ist es schlecht in Russland, sollen gehen in Uganda. Jews believe in Zion. Herzl had never heard the term. Kommen von einer goyische Zwiebe in Vienna. His family were completely assimilated into it. Call the movement Zionismus. And then you'll get people to follow. That's something that Jews love. It's a heritage of the ages. At that time, Birnbaum was not a Baal Tshuva. He was not a Maimon. But he later became a Maimon. That also has a story behind it. And from the time that he became a Maimon, he's no longer remembered in the world of Zionism. He writes that he was once on a lecture tour to the United States. On his way back, he was aboard ship. There were no planes in those days. And he writes, I lifted my eyes to the heavens, and I was overwhelmed with the vast expanse of the heavens. And then I looked down at the ocean, and again, the vast expanse of the waters of the ocean. And I became overwhelmed and said, there must be a creator. That's how he became a Maimi. Tell me, is there any logic behind it? Ask the scientists. Ask the philosophers. Frenzy. Whether that's scientific to look up to the heavens and say there must be a creator. But the Novi Yeshaya did say that. Esoi Nael Heorim Shumoroi Meinechem. Lift your eyes to the heavens, Uru'u, and see me, Boro Eile. Who has created this world? He didn't say, Uru'u, Ma Boro Eile. What has created this world? As all philosophers say, but me, Boro Eile. Who created this world? What is interesting is, the Rambam, in the Yad, which is devoted to the Halacha, the rules and regulations of how a Jew is to live, when he speaks about the two mitzvahs of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. How do you get to Yireh, the Rambam says? How do you arrive at the reverence for Hashem Yisborach? He says, "Su moroi meinechem, lift your eyes to the heavens, ru'u, and then you will see me, Boro Eile. You will be overwhelmed with reverence, and from that you will come to Avas Hashem. Once a person is filled with reverence for the Creator, he begins to love Him. He begins to be attached to Him, to attract it to Him." That's what he says in Yad. Very interesting that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is really the introduction of the Rambam to the Yad HaZokeh, and there he enumerates all the Taryag Mitzvahs. There where he speaks about Av and Yiro, he does not say that posuk, Su Morem Einechem. He says, and how shall you arrive at Yiro? By looking into the Torah that Hashem Yisborach has given us and studying what is written in that Torah, thereby you shall arrive at it. It is contradictory one with the other. The introduction contradicts the work itself. Aber der Rambam hat ich verstanden. To tell a Jew, lift your eyes to the heavens and you shall see there is a creator. You shall see. It's a very difficult thing. When can one lift his eyes to the heavens and see that there is a creator? When he fills himself with Toiras Hashem. When he involves himself in the study of Toiras Hashem. With this becomes part of the marrow of his bones. Dan zeter dem rebeine shelenom. And when he lifts his eyes to the heavens, he sees the Creator himself. But before he puts on those glasses, and he looks at these things through his natural eyesight, he doesn't see me, he sees ma bora ele, as all philosophers say. And as all scientists say, except one, a few decades ago, believe it or not, Professor Eddington from England was a Maimi, a Goy. He was a Maimi. And he writes that science in itself in all its wonders bring forth a belief and a conviction that it is not of itself, it is of the Almighty. There is a creator. Agoi hodos vashtanam. You have to be an Eddington for that. All other scientists never saw it. When I once told this to my Rebbe, I read a work by Eddington, Nature of the Physical World, and I saw there things that I think should be repeated to others in our camp. And he asked me, was hast du gesehen? I told him this word. Ui, wie gewaltig das ist. Truth does not necessarily have to emerge from the mouth of a dentere. It has to emerge from the mouth of a person who seeks truth. Science seeks no truth. Science seeks, how can I do this? How can I do that? For that we use science. Those who seek to understand the secrets of universe ultimately arrive at mi boro eile. But how do you look at a world? What is the perspective through which you must look? That is through Torah. Sitz, id, und lern Torah. Sitz, id, und tief sich in Torah. Torah study is not something of spending an hour a day on Yetzigerin. Torah study means immersion in Torah. You're a businessman. Every moment in business has to be an expression of the desire of Hashem and His Torah. How is business to be led? Nit lernen a blat zwei shofarn davnen. Unolem davnen, unolem gain in the business, and do business, the other two in business. For the Shehepa Hatere, totally alien to Torah atmosphere. Gneve, Gzele, Oinoe. Does he stay there, Lem? Torah means total involvement in Torah. One of the greats over 200 years ago in the world of Torah, the Gresa Beis Ephraim, Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolis. When I ask Talmide Chachomim today who have grown up in the United States, where is a gewende Beis Ephraim? Sagen sie mir, oh, er gewinnt a Gresa Rov. So you're making a terrible mistake. Er Kirov King will he gewinnt. So what was he? He was a millionaire businessman. What? Yes. A millionaire businessman. It's not a businessman. Hardware was his business. Hardware. And he made millions in the business. But that business was kulatere. Came one of the poskim of the entire generation and generations after him. But the interesting thing is, in Brod, that Galitzianer Stott, where he lived, he sent his Shailes zum Broderov. Weil as ido arov in a Stott, afen bei ihm fragen die Shailes. Und der Balabos, der Millionär, meg sein a goan adia that all of Israel sends to him. Aber lebt in Brod, da vertragen seine Shailes beim Broderov. Thus is gelebt in Teire. That's what Torah study means. That's what Torah living means. And from that angle, we have to examine ourselves. Where do we stand? Is this what we mean when we talk about a shir in Teire?
Is this what we mean when we talk about Torah life, Torah living, involvement in Torah? I think that we're so removed from what involvement in Torah means that we can't even grasp the truth of Torah. These are things that we have to give thought to, and very serious thought. He's just around the corner, Mashiach Tzidkenu. We should invite him in. But he sees such things going on that are contrary to an invitation. So Nebuch, Epluchzer, and he has to remain behind the door. He can't come in. And now we stand here in the Moed of Zman Chedusenu, Zman HaGeule. We should become overwhelmed with what is demanded of us. The schus of being a Ben Yisroel who received on Sinai a Torah HaKdosho, written by the Almighty Himself and spoken by Him to Moshe Rabbeinu. How great are we to have this merit of having been chosen for this purpose. Shouldn't we be proud of that purpose? Shouldn't this influence us to begin thinking about ourselves, to begin examining how we are living today? I'm not talking about those who are removed from the world of Torah. I'm talking about ourselves. And I'm talking about myself. Don't ever make the mistake that when I speak to you and with you, I'm talking about you. Then it wouldn't be worthwhile for me to speak and certainly not for you to listen. The only value in it is to the extent that I include myself. Reden zu sich. Umonnen von sich. Wo stehe ich in der Welt? Where am I? Am I up to the standard that Torah demands of me? Not extreme standards. I'm not an extremist. But to the standard of Torah observance that Torah demands of me. And we seem to forget that Torah observance means not only not to go to work on Shabbos, not only to daven every morning and to put on tefillin. Torah observance means the manner in which I walk down the street. Torah observance means how do I act with my customers in the business. Torah observance means how do I practice my law if I'm a lawyer. How do I practice my medicine if I'm a doctor? And so much of it is so far removed from Torah and Torah principles as chap from dem apachat. Torah observance demands of me, du zogst mich da meinen. You say you believe in everything Torah says. Did you give reckoning to how many times during this day you have spoken Loshon Hora, Lechiles, slander? Do you give time to that? Or, was habe ich getan? Ich meine gerät. That's what people always say. Was habe ich getan? I didn't do anything. I only said something. Gewalt in der Welt. But the Torah says that this said something is not to be said. Wir können sich nicht einhalten von dem. We can't control our Yitzhar Hora. Isn't it wonderful to realize that the Heiliger Chofetz Chaim sich hatzadik v'kodesh livroche was one who spoke so much that it's unbelievable. And he didn't speak one word of Lashon Hara. Odos eis yelepteire. There was another Gaon in his time who didn't speak Lashon Hara, but he didn't speak at all. Galten vermag die mooi om fertig. Das heißt nicht gehit teure. Teure sagt, red ja. Mit darf ja reden. Nur mit darf hieten was zu reden. Red nicht kein loschen Hore. So maybe you will understand why I say I'm not talking to you. I'm talking also to myself. And I'm not a youngster anymore. So it's time to give thought. We're going to have to answer when you come upstairs. Er wird fragen, was du gerät loschen hore, in this day, in this minute, after 8 o'clock. Now look around. How can I remember what I... Oh, you don't remember. Hast du doch nicht gelebt, hätte dich. You weren't aware of what you're doing, of what you're using your tongue for. And you say you lived by Teire? Schakren! Bist doch ein Lügner, was ein Kameu. And as I grow older, I become very fearful of this. Very fearful. Overdosis Teire Leben. This is what we mean, living by Teire. We think that we do our duty if we are what is called Shemre Shabbos. Meister guten Schoenlich of a Shabbos. Das ist gewaltig. Das ist Shemre Shabbos. Aber wie viel Loschen Hore lebt man in a Shabbos? Because there's so much time for it. So whatever we gain through the beauty of the Shabbos, we destroy by not being able to control our tongues. That's only one example of how far removed we, the Torah community, are from Torah. I specifically don't like to use the word Orthodox because that has nothing to do with Torah. Orthodox is a Greek term. It has nothing to do with Torah. I'm interested in the Torah community. And Torah community means those who live by the dictates of Torah Hashem. Yeah, Orthodox, neat Orthodox, you're going to live. Die kamen nach Eden, hat man hergerufen, Orthodox. They never heard such a word in their lives. Orthodox. Hangt die bei uns gewonnen, eine gewaltige Sache. Aber Orthodox, Orthodox, Orthodox. Die gambit op terminen. You borrow terminology from a non-Jewish world, and that becomes Torah living. Bize bizienes. Let's get back into the fold as we should be.
Kovnerov, Zichatalik Levroche, once delivered a masterpiece of a lecture on Taras HaMishpoche. Many, many years ago, when I was a Talmud in Pils. And I must tell you, it's such a masterpiece. It was delivered in Yiddish, but he later translated it into Loshon HaKodesh with notes. Achibur. I don't know whether his famous Chibur in Halacha Dvar Avrom stands greater than this lecture on Taras HaMishpoche. It's overwhelming. In that lecture, he makes mention of a very interesting thing that belongs to the topic we are now discussing. He says, I know a young man, a great Talmud Chacham. He doesn't call him Avreich, which would mean that he's already married. So he's still a bocher, a great Talmud Chacham. And he acts in very extreme manner in sein Yiddishkeit. So I asked him, why must you go in the manner of extremism? After all, the Rambam says, derech hamamutze. Nice in the kashi. Aber helfe der ilu yoten geentfert. Some may have heard it once from me. And I suspect that I know who that Ilui was. The Motel Paglamansky, Zichat Tzadik, the Kodesh Livruch. He said to the Rav, I am going to the extreme right. Chas v'cholile. I'm in the Derech HaMemutze. I'm the centrist. In order, however, to know what is the center road, one must be very well and totally acquainted with the two extremes so that he should be able to measure where is the center. What are you going to do, he said to the Rav, when a fellow puts himself into the left and looks for the center of the left? That center, that's Derech HaMemutze. I have seen both extremes and I have measured them both carefully. And what I do is the center road. All those who do differently is because they are in the left. They're not, they don't know what the right is. They're far removed, they're in the left. But they're not completely left. They're in the center of the left. Tat in Himmel, the Emes does his hand.
The Chazein Ish Ichreine Livroche, his pious and secular knowledge, Halavai wollten die Professoren von die goyischen Universitäten vermock the knowledge in secular knowledge that he possessed. There was a professor of medicine in Tel Aviv, a famous brain surgeon. The Chazini sent a Jew from Bnei Brak to this brain surgeon to operate on this person's brain was necessary. He came back to the Chazon Ish and said, the doctor said he can't do it, because in order to operate on my trouble, he would have to actually cut into the brain itself, and then he'll be killing me. So the Chazon Ish immediately took a piece of paper and made a diagram of how that operation should be performed. Nem du sucht der Zirik zu ihm und sage, mach mein Achreis, as he soll er machen, the operation, the surgery. He did it. Der Ried lebt im Sanktigen Tag. From that day on, this surgeon never performed surgery without consulting with the Chazon Ish. And when the Chazon Ish passed on, he gave up that work. No more. So did the Chazon Ish know secular knowledge? What are you going to tell me? He didn't know any secular knowledge, but he had Ruach HaKedesh. And he saw through Ruach HaKedesh how the operation is to be performed. And this is it. Nein, er hat gewusst. Er hat gewusst. Der Steifel aus der Kleine Levroche hat gewusst. It's surprising for one who met with him how broad his knowledge was in such areas. Wann er es gewusst, weil bischor schon ein Jengwelle Leile hat er gelernt wegen dem. But he didn't have to spend years in university for it. Er got a goldene Kopf, a teredike Kopf, so he grasped it. Du darfst uns gehen lernen, haben den Chazal nicht gesagt. Teure Bagoyim, Altamin. Someone tells you that Goyim have Tere, don't ever believe it. Chochma Bagoyim, wisdom, they do have it. Das haben Goyim eich. Chazal tell us Adin. Reb Yechanon have a coin, mikane saba aramoi. Reb Yechanon used to rise in respect for the elders who were Goyim, for an alten Goy. Wird sich Reb Yechanon stellen. Appelle. Sagt Rashi Pshat. Die Kama ha Patkoi Odo Alayu. Das sagt die Gemore.
And Rashi says, so many life's experiences they went through. So many tzores they went through. And they learned from these things that there is a bire, that things are not from themselves. And this goy is therefore to be respected. I don't know whether you can say it about every old goy today. After a hippie age, mishugasen and unglicken, but he will light from them. Aber dort sagen Chazal. And if that isn't sufficient, the Oruch Laneir, every yeshiva bocher knows, Oruch Laneir. The Oruch Laneir had a doctorate. He didn't publish the fact. He didn't brag about it. But he had a doctorate because it was necessary for him to have it. After he became the Gaon that he was, he had a doctorate. The Psamsel of Fall Hirsch, who saved German Jewry from reform and set up what is called the Orthodoxy of Germany, and I call it the Torah Jewry of Germany. He was a doctor, Samuel of Ohius. Dr. Schleume Breuer is given a doctor who had to go to university and got his degree. And we could go on and on and on. And in the Yom Tov of Pesach, Zman Cheruseinu, when we were brought forth into freedom, under Torah of Hashem Yisborach, it's our duty to give thought to what is demanded of us. If we shall so do, that the Rebbeinu Shleilem Arop Kuken Afuns Umzogen, then he will look with favor upon us, and we will in that manner be able to bring in Moshiach, who's knocking at the door and says, Hotrach mones tayere idalech, bringt mir allein, how long am I to stand outside? Mil hazeiton, el merzeche zayn, shuachag, kosher v'semeach, even to the very last day.